seeing and being around and hearing and experiencing beluga whales is probably one of the top things that really connects you to this place.
Is it possible that the Pebble Project activities could lead to these threats to Cook and the belugas? Yes.
That's Mandy Magura, a wildlife biologist speaking at a panel hosted by the Environmental Investigation Agency last month. EIA released White Whale Gold Mine. It's a short documentary about how the project could affect belugas. Cook Inlet's beluga whales are endangered. They are unique to the region. The Aleutian chain acts as a barrier for the whales, so they never travel in or out. NOAA designated 3,000 nautical miles of the Cook Inlet as critical beluga whale habitat. Magura says that a portion of Pebble's developments cut through that area.
Part of that includes the western shoreline of Lower Cook Inlet, and they have said it includes waters within 2 nautical miles seaward of the high water mark.
The Pebble Limited Partnership is planning to build a port north of Diamond Point in the Iliamna Bay with a dredged navigation channel. It would also run a 74-mile natural gas pipeline and fiber optic cable across the water basin. The Marine Mammal Commission is an independent government conservation agency. It estimated that 1,300 belugas were in Cook Inlet in 1972. Now there are fewer than 300 whales left. The population is decreasing at a rate of 2% per year. NOAA's recovery plan lists 10 potential threats to the population. Catastrophic events like oil and gas spills, noise from on- and offshore activities, and the combined effects of all individual threats are top concerns. Bob Shavelson is the advocacy director for Cook Inlet Keeper, a nonprofit focused on protecting the watershed. He says a combination of threats could be behind the population's decline.
So when you look at all those things, the oil and gas dumping, the seismic testing, the regular spills from pipelines and leaks, the beluga whales really encountering a myriad of threats. We've got to do a better job at looking at these things. And the Pebble Mine is one more risk, one more stress that we don't need for this declining population.
According to the State Division of Water, there are over 100 facilities that have permits to discharge wastewater into the Cook Inlet area. The region's primary oil company, Hillcorp, uses mixing zones authorized by the state for its 9 offshore platforms. Those zones are meant to dilute oil and gas waste when it's released. There's a total of 17 oil and gas platforms in the basin. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers' final environmental review of the Pebble Mine concludes that the impacts of the project in critical beluga whale habitat would be minor but permanent. In an email, Pebble spokesperson Mike Heatwell said, quote, "As our port will operate in Cook Inlet, we will utilize best management practices to ensure no negative impacts to Cook Inlet belugas," unquote. Pebble says it will work with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and other relevant agencies to finalize its mitigation efforts. But wildlife biologist Mandy Magura is worried that the mine may be a tipping point for the whale's survival.
It kind of does beg the question of at what point are we going to be getting to the threshold? Right now, there is not a whole lot going on in Lower Cook Inlet. If that area is able to be somewhat of a refuge from the other threats, we're now adding stressors into an area that had relatively low stressors.
Magura says that if the population is depleted, those whales will be lost forever. In Dillingham, I'm Tyler Thompson.